Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big hour to wrap up the week. State Senator Howie Schapese, one of our favorites. We had her on in some of the most outrageous things in New Jersey schools, anti-parental rights, and that's saying something in a place like Jersey. Well, we have that Supreme Court decision in Maryland. I'll ask her about that. But also, she was the leader and said, in New Jersey, we are at a precipice, she tweeted out. She's from Bergen County. I am calling on Mikey Sherrill to immediately retract her endorsement of the Ma'am Danny for mayor of New York City. It's a slap in the face to every Jewish resident, police, the business community, and our way of life. The choice this November is patently clear. All right, let's go to the state senator. State Senator Holly, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, I'm glad you were on that instantly. Who's advising? We have to malpractice suits here. Mikey Sherrill to say, to try to connive and say, I agree with the goals, the energy, the youth, and all the rest of it. What's her defination of the word goals? He wants to defund the police. He wants to, you know, I mean, things that, aside from the economy, when this guy's asked a specific question, when you lock him down, he will answer. That's all that we have to do.
Have you taken a look at the Democratic Socialists of America platform?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, it's so beyond the pale, shocking. It's, you know, the totally antithesis of what our nation is about. And, you know, you have now an attempt at damage control on Mikey Sherrill's campaign where they're tweeting out, you know, Jack Cittarelli's going to lie about me. No, he didn't. It's very simple. You doubled down today. She went on another interview today and was flat out asked if he is a Democratic candidate for mayor of New York, will she support him? And it was a bunch of humda, humda, hum.
Right.
Well, if he is, and it looks like he's going to be, I assume I am. Well, I don't know about you, but that's a pretty plain endorsement. You know, either you endorse him or you don't. And if you don't, you make a very clear statement that, you know, for our Jewish population, for our police,
right,
for a whole host of different reasons, I, as a potential gubernatorial candidate for New Jersey, denounce this.
Well, the interviewers, though, you know, are not pinning her down enough. I would lead with the Jewish part of this, because the other, even though you and I see it and have read it, it's kind of airy. He gets by on generalities. Well, when you go to straight up questions about the Holocaust, about October 7th and what provoked that, about any number of these things, he will straight out say it.
Unequivocally. Yeah. He was, you know, if you look at his background and bio, which essentially is, you know, I was a failed rapper and, you know, lived off of mommy. It's, you know, co-founder of Students for, you know, Palestine, he has been unequivocal in placing the blame on the Jewish people for them being slaughtered, raped, held hostage. And you see this and you go, there is no but in this.
Exactly. Now, he is on to something. I've been making this point, Holly, that he and Mikey Sherrill are both trying to pitch something, at least. He's got something exciting, you know, that we know that socialism excites people every once in a while, 30 years. They're both saying the word affordability. They at least get it. That's what people, I'm trying to egg her on, that she doubles down on this. I know Jersey's crazy, but where you are, you have won and you're well regarded. How do we continue to make people aware that Sherrill, Murphy, the Democrat Party, they are responsible for the affordability crisis?
Well, the New Jersey Democrats have controlled the legislature for over 20 years. So when I hear, you know, affordability and we're going to tackle affordability, no, you are the direct reason that we don't have affordability in this state. And rather than address it, you know, we're looking at a $60 billion budget on Monday that we're supposed to vote on before the state shuts down. Nobody has even seen a copy of it. And, you know, you sit there and you hear Mikey Sherrill. If you ask her a pointed question, I don't know if you saw the video of NJBIA.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so many things that on day one, Jack Cittarelli will fix in the state. It was a softball. It was a lob. What are you going to do when you become governor? And, you know, you sit there and you go, okay, you get asked about affordability. Go-to is, we've got to build more high-density housing. How much more high-density housing can we build in this state? It's, you know, it's stuff like that. And then when you couple it with, you know, defunding police, eliminating all jails and prisons, ending all misdemeanor offenses, reparations for, at municipal, state, and federal levels, increasing minimum wage, you know, the
$30 an hour.
$30 an hour. So you effectively have now put out of business every single small business owner, which accounts for 70% of our economy. It's, you know, I really don't understand. There's only so many rich people you can tax before there are no more rich people to tax. And then how are you going to support these policies? You know, one of the things on the Democratic Socialist platform is to support normalization of relations with Cuba, Iran, Venezuela, and other countries targeted for resisting U.S. imperialism and exercising self-determination over their resources. Okay, let's take a look at that. Is that really what we are aiming to be?
Well, I know she's a helicopter pilot, so that would be quite a dilemma to have to deal with this. Wanted to ask you this, two big Supreme Court decisions today, but the second one we've been on a little bit more, Muslim parents in Maryland, the school district that essentially said, we don't care, you're not going to be able to opt your kids out, which used to be the escape hatch. Parents didn't like it. You know, we were up in arms and all that. They said, no, it's a community value that you can't get your kids out of literature that says the king is marrying the knight. And as I said, a lot of Muslim parents, you've been in the forefront of several things like this in Jersey. Do you think, I know Jack is centering in on this, what would you advise to highlight that? Because I think the transgender issue is the way to expose Mikey Sherrill as nowhere near a moderate, even for Jersey.
Correct. I mean, Mikey claims she's for women. She says she's that, and yet, you know, she's voting for policies in which, you know, women are not being protected, whether or not it be in sports, whether or not it be, you know, in a whole multitude of fashions. You know, she voted against the Lakin Act. Like, you sit there and you go, no, you are not for women if you were voting against this stuff. And I think with respect to Maryland, it was the right decision. These far-left blue-controlled states have been pushing further and further. And to have policies that don't allow you as a parent, based upon your protected religious beliefs, to opt out of sexualized, you know, programming for your children in elementary schools, I think the Supreme Court absolutely made the right decision today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you got it out there first. Everybody else in the world's retweeting what you said, and it's not going to go away. This, because this guy's not going to go away. This is going to be even more furious. And I don't know how you come back from this. Trying to say that Jack bringing this up is distracted is not going to work. The more she doubles down on this, the better it is. Thank you, Senator. Thanks for joining us. Where do we find you? Where do we find you on Twitter, et cetera?
It's Holly Schepisi. Last name is S-C-H-E-P-I-S-I.
Thank you, Senator. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you. Bye.
Senator Holly Schepisi here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll get to more of your calls, but right now we have another great prize. Is it again? Yes! A big prize for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
It is a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Visit meltingpot.com for details and locations. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So to wrap up the week, we are asking for that all-time beach summer smell.
Right.
And there's not, and you might find a lot of those smells while you're walking on the boardwalk, no matter where you go down the shore. So I'm going to play I don't remember who's actually sings it, but I'm going to play Under the Boardwalk, a cover version of that song. I want to know the person... The Drifters. Thank you, Dan.
Any cover is going to be substandard
by the Drifters.
We'll see,
we'll see here. By a very notable name. This person, known for their work as a a guest star on Friends for a few episodes. Yeah. Butt in heads with Ross Geller, of course. And you may know this guy. He is an actor, as you can tell, with the Friends cameo. He also is known for his roles that usually pop up around Christmas time. So I'm going to play this actor singing a very famous song, Under the Boardwalk. I want to know who's covering it.
Let's throw down.
When the sun beats down and melts the tar up on the roof, and the streets get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
I would agree.
No. Surprisingly, because this guy's music career obviously didn't pan out. He's a big mega, action star. I'll say that much. But you know what? For an action star, he's got a pretty good voice.
All right. Hit us with that, and you are off to the Melting Pot with a $50 gift card. That's a lot of chocolate to go around.
Co-founder of a restaurant franchise as well.
Did not know that.
Okay. And later on, we have the $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar for the winner on the side question. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, Under the Boardwalk, covered here. Let's get your answers. All right, let's go to Leanne first up in Wallingford. All right, Leanne, what's your answer today?
Is it Ben Stiller?
No.
Okay.
Not quite.
All right. Joe?
The Friends reference there, maybe screwing up.
Okay. There are a lot of Friends guest stars.
Joe in Coatesville. All right.
Hi, Bruce Willis.
There we go.
It's Bruce Willis. All right, nicely played, Joe. Enjoy the Melting Pot. Anything more to add on that?
No, I kind of just found this last minute, and I was like, you know what? This is perfect.
Yeah, plays right into what we're talking about. All right, we're talking about shore resort summer smells at 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. If you win today, your name goes into the hat. I just saw this on, what's this site I had? Maybe it's the Wall Street Journal. Somebody egging on Democrats. We know they're spending $20 million to talk to men, particularly young men. The argument of the guy is lower the drinking age to 18. Now, how many times have we seen this before? I thought Obama, the second time around, there was a word, he was poised to do this. Marijuana, to legalize marijuana, or to try to do it in some way, shape, or form. Remember that? And that was going to drive out the youth vote. Biden tried the student loan thing. More and more and more. We're going to forgive everything. Remember that. And seemingly, I think Harris was in that camp. It didn't work. Trump did rather well. How about lowering the drinking age? Maybe Trump would cut that off and say he'd be in favor of it. Now, the statistics indicate that by upping it to 21, at least on paper, the numbers have been better, and it's tougher if you're drinking and driving now than it used to be, particularly under 21. So there's an argument around that. But the argument on the other side is you just have to hold out things like this. That's the way to get young men to vote for you. Really? Democrats are still not getting it. Their whole up and down, the woke deal, a lot of it has been anti anything that's related to males. I'm looking at something I think is silly, but I got to throw it out there. Not one, but two heavily invested women's sports bars are now operational or coming to Philadelphia. And their argument is, well, you know, the NCAA tournament game, there were more people that watched the women's than the men's finals. I don't know if it's this time around or the Caitlin Clark, which is probably true. And it was because of Caitlin Clark, the rivalries, Angel Reese. You're going to watch a WNBA. I watch a WNBA because I like basketball in the offseason, whatever, and there's some things that are interesting. They're talking about soccer again. Are those things enough to inspire a sports bar to be running? I think the thing that keeps them going, of course, the big thing would be the NFL games, the pads of season, but then probably Phillies games. There's enough of them. There's enough of that time when the Phillies are on that would work. But women's sports bars in Philadelphia, we'll see. Watch for Democrats, though. The next ploy will be 18-year-olds should be able to drink. I get it. You can sign a contract. You can do all these types of things. Well, Democrats also want 16 or 15 or 14-year-olds to be able to vote. But the other thing out there coming off all of this today is the guy in New York. I want him to be the next mayor of New York. The guy we've been talking about, the socialist. He crawls with everything that you would want. We just heard Holly Schapese, right on. I mean, Mickey Sherrill's got a lot of money, a lot of people counseling her. The best she could do when asked about it is to double down and say, yes, I like this guy's goals. All the interviewer has to do is read out some of these goals. Tell us which ones you like. Read 10 of them and see if she agrees with any of them. If she did, that's trouble. Or if she disagrees with them, it's trouble. Then why are you backing him? This guy is damaging big time to Democrats. Now, hopefully next week, we were told he was really busy. He usually comes on quite entertaining. Hope to get Curtis Sliwa on. And he's being told to get out of the race. Everybody wants Mayor Adams to be left one-on-one with this guy to see what happens. I would predict it would be pretty close if it's Adams, but Sliwa got around 32-33% of the vote the last time against Adams. If he got something like that, is it conceivable that Adams and the socialist could split, and this might come down to be very close? Watch the Trump administration, they're being told, to promise Curtis a big job in the administration and something else. I don't think he'll do it. I think he's calculating right now. This gives him a shot. These two may kill each other in this. And could he pull in enough votes to be the next mayor of New York? Can you imagine? Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa. That would be even wilder. I don't think it'll happen in New York. But it is a weird time with what they've done here. And this guy's going to keep the excitement going. And you have people that believe him. They're ill-informed. They don't read very much. They don't know that these things do not work. But he's promising affordability. And they don't care what the cost of that would be. You know, they believe in this, that you just ought to tax people that are rich. We need redistribution. That's the thing that would work. I told you that stat from Google Common Data the other day, that if we took the total wealth on paper of the United States, took away the liabilities, just total wealth. The 340 million odd people, even children, would each come up with about $471,000 they would be given. Doesn't that seem fair? Everything would be great. Really? Just picture that. Picture the accounting, picturing doing that. Jim Cramer said, what is this guy going to do? Shoot the wealthy? All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. And I was on Newsmax on Thursday, yesterday, and usually on Newsmax, they like to ask a question of one person, then they ask the other. I was on with this guy, Carlucci, who is Democrat consultant. He's often on Fox. He's pretty good. And all he could counter with was, well, Democrats have diversity. They have everything from this guy to somebody else who's more moderate. And you guys are just following Trump. Couldn't address the question of how toxic this guy is and how toxic Democrats realize he is. So will Curtis Sliwa stay in? I would bet he will, simply because how many years has he fought the good fight? This time around, he might actually, in some bizarro world, have a chance to win. I mean, Adams has enough pull, blacks in New York, maybe Latinos, enough name recognition to do well against the socialist. But he's got so much baggage, etc. I don't think he pulls away. And the other guy's going to turn out his people. Will people turn out in those neighborhoods left in New York for Curtis Sliwa? Wow. You see on election night, a few thousand votes determines this, and it's the mayor of New York, Curtis Sliwa. That's why I don't think he'll pull out, whatever Trump offered. And Trump shouldn't offer it to him. Let him stay in. If he wins, that's good. If the socialist wins, not good for New York. It's going to help us win the midterms. That's the way I see it. Is that too cynical, or do you see it that way? If he stays in, and this guy wins, the socialist, beats Adams, so what? They'll have to deal with it. And what will the consequence be? Every one of them will be on the clock to have to talk about this guy. All right, let me go to Drew in Upper Darby. And Drew's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, thanks for the wait.
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, you're absolutely right. You know, only 9%, I believe, of the people of New York City voted. So what he's going to do, he's going to bring out the silent majority. You know, because with his ideas, it's like the only people who voted for him are all the yuppies. But when they see what he's going to do, it's going to bring everyone out. So, you know, they're in a pretty good position right now up there, because I think when the majority of the vote, when they get out there, it's going to be a different result. But hey, Dom, on the side question, you know, I know this is kind of outside the box, but once a year when we went to Wildwood, you know, we would go over to Walt Whitman Bridge, and I remember it vividly because there's always that, the old hickory sign. I don't know if you remember it.
Hubbuckers.
And the smell.
Hubbuckers.
The bourbon.
Yes.
The Philadelphia had their own bourbon.
Yes.
And the smell was brutal. But I liked it because I know I was on my way to the beach and the boardwalk. It was a beautiful thing.
That's a great one. I thought it was more coming home than going. Maybe it wafted across the Walt Whitman. I think it was Publicers. He's right. That bourbon or some hard liquor smell, it was incredible. All right. Coming to more calls here. Curtis Sliwa, we'll get him on. Stay in. Do not get out. All right. If this guy wins, he wins. That's a boost. If Curtis wins, he wins. We got to settle for Mayor Adams. And you talk about dysfunctional. It's like a bar story. All right, a socialist, a sexual assaulter, and a corrupt mayor go into a bar in New York, and Curtis Sliwa wins. He's the fourth person. Cuomo, this guy, and Mayor Adams. Wow. But I'd love to see what's going on in talk radio in New York, what they're rooting for. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in with Dom right now. Hey, after nearly 15 years of European slenders, I'm excited that we add something big to this. We've been to Rome. We've been to Venice. But now we add Sicily and the hidden treasure also, Calabria. Nobody masters Italy like conservative tours. In fact, our guy Lorenzo and the team all hail from Calabria, as does Ray. Ray, our buddy Frank from South Philly down there, Calabria, was giving her a lot of information. Picture the bustling, colorful markets of Palermo, framed by the Mediterranean. Admire the awesome beauty and architecture that recalls the invasions of the Arabs, the Normans in Sicily. The Byzantine mosaics of Monreal attest to this distinction. Local wineries, they really drill down and know. Dining events, things of that nature. Marsala, Trapana, Cefalo, and a remnant of Greek civilization, the Valley of the Temples. All this with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. All this for $55.44, including airfare. Call 800-733-9493 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour, Mount Etna, and my favorite, Terramina. All these conclude with the best unknown destinations in Italy, Calabria. So we'll see you on the cliffs of Terramina. We'll see you in Calabria, only though, if you call them now and get that information. 888-733-9493. All right, Tom Giordano, show side question. Those summer smells, those shore smells, that's what we're looking for. But boy, what a busy day. And I'm seeing the Mamdani primary win. The headlines are divides Democrats. I don't think it divides them very much. They're all scuffling to find a way of not criticizing this guy. And it's not so much that they're afraid of the progressivism. They're not as far as he is, but they're afraid that he represents people inside the Democrat Party who are going to want to overthrow the more establishment types based on youth and based on a million things. He's a real danger. So no, Republicans, I don't want to hear about getting Curtis Sliwa. And I think I still have Curtis's personals. Got to get him on here. Usually he comes on easily, but I know he's under a lot of stuff. I want Curtis Sliwa in there two reasons. If this guy wins, okay, it's New York. I think Albany and, you know, people in New York, they'll find ways to blunt him a bit. But it will be pretty potent. What are Democrats going to do about it? What are they going to say about it? Already they can't handle it. And if magic happens, and not so magical, if Curtis Sliwa gets 33 to 35%, he's right there. You know, and he can turn on Adams and the corruption, et cetera. And you got a guy right here that can do it. Curtis, don't leave. Dumb Republicans, stop trying to get Curtis Sliwa out of this race. You got to be kidding me. Let's go to Chef Dave in Oakland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef Dave.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
I don't think, I think Curtis is going to win because, you know, you think about it, they're going to split the ballot with if Cuomo gets in. You know what I mean? Curtis got 30% last time, and plus, he got 40% of the outer borough vote, the African-American, because he fights for them.
Yeah, he's
you
been
know,
involved
this guy's
in,
a commie.
In countless. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put it quite as rosy as you say. I don't think Cuomo necessarily, well, who knows? It could be a bank shot, what you're talking about. Adams is definitely in. If Cuomo gets in, and Adams, then I think Sliwa is going to be neck and neck with the socialist.
You know, and if he's smart, you know, he should get Rudy Giuliani to campaign for him. Because who fixed New York City better than Rudy Giuliani? You got to get
know. It's a little bit, of baggage. I love having Rudy on, but there's some baggage there, Jeff Davis.
Well, there's a little bit. But you know.
Let's hope Borat doesn't come out of the tunnel on 42nd Street with Rudy. All right, do you have an answer on the side? What do you have?
Well, the dune grass and the creosote from the boardwalk, eating your Zeppelis and checking out the hot babes on the boardwalk.
All right, Dave, you threw that in. That's not a smell. I don't know if you're sniffing them like Joe Biden, Mike. I wonder what smells Joe Biden would tell us about. All right, the smells of the Summer Shore Resort. That's what we're looking for here. If you're just joining us, though, if Cuomo gets in for whatever reason, whatever the bank shot is, I don't see, he may be convinced if four of them are in there, he's got a path. I don't see it. Do they go with Cuomo over Adams, or do they just split the vote and the socialists are still going to have more? It would be Sliwa. And you hear some of these, look, maybe they can't say, we can in talk radio. Just think, if this guy does win, the damage as far as Democrats trying to say something about this. And you have full backing of AOC and Bernie. They're going wild. It shows that progressive ideas work. I don't doubt there's some of that in New York. There's a big Asian vote that went for him, given his background. It was 100 degrees, so he got his supporters out more to vote than Cuomo did. And Cuomo's not a laboratory test here. He ran an uninspiring campaign, then all the baggage with this guy. But do they tell Cuomo, you got to stay in, somebody, something for him that is there to help? There's going to be pressure on him not to get in. Who knows? Democrat establishment may want him in there, though. Does that help, or does that take away from Adams? Adams is an independent. That's hard. You don't have the party going for you. There is an outside shot at Curtis Sliwa being mayor of New York. Oh, my God. Just imagine what that would be like. I think he says Jaspers 50 times in the opening state. Calls people Jaspers that are out there. And he says, yeah, I'm riding the hound, Greyhound. I'm trying to think of the Sliwa-isms that I've heard. All right, Gary in Newtown's next. Gary's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you, Mooney?
Good. Good.
Sorry I didn't get a chance to see you and everybody on the 20th. We were celebrating just a couple of beaches up with the whole family and first grandchild, so wasn't able to come all the way down and come visit.
All right. Well, we did miss you. Mark it down in August. I don't have the date yet certified, but that's where it looks to land next.
August or July?
August.
Okay, August sounds good, certainly. So I'm. You just took my thunder the last minute or so of your speech. I love this race in New York. I work in New York, and I work in the multifamily industry, so it's right, it's in my lane. And the easiest way, what you just stole my thunder was it exposes the Democratic Party. And when you asked the question, you would always like to get that question from Shapiro. What is his position on Title IX? It's unbelievable how they haven't asked every politician those top 10 list items for this guy who's,
yes,
who's going to be mayor. Hopefully he is. It's amazing to me.
Yeah. Hey, look, Gary, look, Mikey Sherrill to me has exposed herself. I thought she was a lot sharper, a lot more cunning. But to offer up that I stand with his goals, you know, when she said the energy, the youth and all, maybe you get away with that. And he's a raging anti-Semite. But to say his goals, she's got to know he wants to defund the police. These are very explicit. One of these interviewers is going to go through the list and say, which ones do you agree with as goals? She'll try to say, well, those are not goals. They're policies. If I were interviewing, they're goals, honey. Let's go back to it. You want to defund the police?
Mikey Sherrill pulled a Kamala. When Kamala was asked, what would you do different for the last 4 years? She said nothing.
And Gary, that's great insight, because sometimes, for some reason, when you throw a softball under the home court advantage of home court advantages, it's a tell. That was on The View. They thought they were throwing the easiest thing where she could thread the needle, not say anything bad about Biden, but show she's different. Why in the world wouldn't she be able to do that?
Mikey Sherrill might be smart and cunning, but she's stupid.
Yeah. This is, well, they underestimated the noise and problem this guy's creating. All right, Garrett, what do you have on the side?
One last thing. I would like to bet you a glazed apple pie from Tasty Cake. You know where that's going to go. I would like to bet you that that Sliwa wins, because I agree with the caller before me that it's going to vote. Sliwa's going to win.
All right. I think I'll bet you this. I'll take the other side on this just to give you a bet. I bet you this, though. He doesn't get out no matter what these dumb Republicans offer him. Trump's smart. Trump doesn't care if this guy, he gets it, what you and I are talking about. He's not going to try to get Sliwa out of there.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring a chocolate milkshake along with the apple pie, and we'll see.
Okay. All right, Gary, what's your answer?
My answer, what's the side question?
Oh, the smell of Jersey Shore.
Oh my God. I didn't grow up in your neighborhood. I'm an Irish American. Sausage, peppers, and onions on the boardwalk was all, I would live there.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Peppers and eggs was in Newman. These guys showing up all the time for lunch. What you got today? Peppers. You see the oil dripping out of the paper bag.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, we had to eat lunch, if you can imagine. When I was a freshman at Newman, 10:15 in the morning was lunch.
Those third lunches were brutal.
What was third lunch?
9:30.
Oh, my. What, Archbishop Carroll?
Bishop Shanahan.
9:30?
Yeah.
That's even, my God.
9:35 maybe.
It's brunch.
Like,
they should have put on a brunch. Get those waffles
going.
No,
the year I had that was brutal.
Oh, my. No, you know what? That's abusive. 10:30. Is not great, but I eat at 10:30 now because of doing the show at noon. But, you know, kids doing that at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, man, that's something's wrong there. Get the Maha people on that. All right, lightning round. Here's your last chance to get in, and we'll declare a winner this week. That Jersey Shore Resort summertime smell. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Summer smells, shore smells, resort smells. That's what we're looking for. All smelled up. And then we'll declare a winner for a $50 gift card to the great Gala Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar up there on the Boulevard in Northeast Philly. Bill in Bucks. All right, Bill, what's that smell for you today?
Well, I have the fresh smell before a thunderstorm caused by the smell of ozone.
A thunderstorm at the shore, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know the smell you're talking about. I noticed, too. I don't know what it is at the shore. Maybe there's no bilt, whatever it is. The clouds look like they're right there. They're in your face constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know if it's like that in other places.
Especially when it gets stormy. It's like, is a supervillain going to touch down here? Like,
yes, it's apparent. You don't have to look too far away. Zenos in Talk Radio 1210 in Upper Darby. Hey, Zenos.
Dom, what's up? Is this the part about the smells? I had to change it around a little bit.
Yeah.
It's when we were going to Wildwood with me and my friends, and when, you know, in not a real expensive hotel, not a real cheap one, but, you know, right in the middle of the road, when you walk into the room, you can smell, like, the ocean and everything, the character of the hotel in the room, you know.
Oh, I thought you said beer. I wonder where you were going there.
Well, there was one with the beer, too. It was the Schmitz Brewing Company, a second in Girard. That's where I grew up. And that was during the summertime when everybody had the windows open early in the morning. You could smell the beer being brewed. And, man, that brought back memories to me. And it hit me with Publicas, too. But that's where I'm from, around that neighborhood.
Gotcha.
You know, 2nd and Girard, Phillip and Columbia.
Thank you.
Around there. So I knew you would know that one. But they're my two ones. So
thank you, Zenos. We'll put you down for that. Big Greek community over there. And he mentioned Publicers. Yeah. What's the name? Drew of Upper Darby. That brought back. I don't have that bourbon smell anymore. Joe of Exton at the shore. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. When I was younger, my family would take my sister and me to Atlantic City, and we would dine at Captain Starnes, where the smell and scent of seafood was pervasive throughout the hall.
It could be a good smell. Sometimes the seafood thing can be not so good, but yeah, I think that's a good one. And I still don't get oyster eating. Next week, we'll talk about that. Let's go to Steve in Northeast. Steve, what's yours?
Roasting peanuts on the boardwalk.
Yeah, but you know, you would have had my heart a little bit better. Mr. Peanut Head, I'm a big fan. Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, I liked him too.
All right, thank you, Steve. Yeah, that's a pretty good roast. Danielle in Phoenixville, might be time for our last one here. Danielle, what's yours?
Mine is the smells on the boardwalk. I look forward to those curly fries and then the smell of that Douglas fudge being made.
All right. Yep, those are both good. That's what we started off with. So, Henry, let's see some contenders here. What do you think today?
All right. I hate to throw his name back in the hat again, but Joe in Columbus with Coppertone, I thought was a good one.
That was a great call, too.
Yeah, Drew in Upper Darby with the bourbon smell going across the Walt Whitman Bridge.
Right.
And you know what? I did like Zenos' characterization at the end there, the character of the hotel when you walk into the room.
Yes, that was a very subtle one. You know what? I got to go with Drew's, though, because that is a nostalgic smell, and it was connected to not just the smell in the summertime, but it told him the shore is on the way.
Yeah.
Let's put Drew at Zenos. So, silver medal.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's put it into the hat. Let's hear the five winners for this week.
Yeah. So, Monday, we're asking for that all-time gamble. Chef Dave gave us Columbus going across the ocean blue there. Tuesday, we asked for an all-time bad idea. Joe in Columbus won with his answer of the chemistry set, the kids' chemistry set that came with uranium in it. Farmers is what we asked for on Wednesday. Joe in Columbus, yet another win with the painting American Gothic, very famous. Yesterday, we asked for that all-time farewell. Earl of Tacony won with Dick Shawn, who famously died performing on stage. And then you just heard it here. That all-time summer down the shore smell, Drew in Upper Darby with bourbon across the Walt Whitman Bridge. So let's roll the dice here. Let me get a drum roll going. Roll the dice here. Come on. That's a number three, Joe in Columbus. You are this week's winner.
And that was, what did he have for that?
So that was Wednesday, and that was the Farmers with American Gothic.
Yeah, it was a great farmer thing. Really good for the farmers. Okay. Thanks to Gallo's, $50 gift card to Joe of Columbus, Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Row, the seafood salad to die for. All that, I love Gallo's and Jim Harvey. You'll enjoy it right there on the boulevard anytime. Friday night's particularly good night to go. All right, we are back on Monday. We have, I almost said Tim Whatley. It's Michael Whatley. I don't know what Tim Whatley is.
Did he just convert to Judaism?
Yes.
For the jokes?
That's right, for the jokes. He's a dentite. I'll knock your teeth out, Robert Wagner. All right. We have him on Monday, and of course, Scott Presler. We have Jack Cittarelli coming on Wednesday. Man, Mikey Sherrill, get new campaign advisors. Well, you know, I like the goals of the socialist anti-Semite in New York. Who wouldn't like those goals? Now, Mikey, you're not ready for primetime. Do better. Follow me on Twitter until Monday at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, and we'll keep you abreast. By the way, the hat that I was going to tell you about with the Trump might be a fake. If you see it on Twitter, it has there, T-H-E-I-R, meaning they are, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. So I don't know. It was the slur Trump supporters or grammarians around the world. But let's hope it's a fake and not, boy, what are they going to do with those hats? All right, Richie Ollie next. 4 big hours to take you home on a Friday here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.